B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Welcome to the Beer Run, part of the BS and Beer family. The only Saints podcast with a 2-drink minimum takes as bad as last Monday Night Football.
That's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You gotta keep on your toes. Put toes at it.
The California Cajun. With me as always, Mr. Little Dice. How you doing, brother?
What's up, Craig? It is Falcons Hate Week. Ooh. I'm here for it, Craig. Let's go.
I don't
go.
Care what the records are. I don't care if this is 15-1 versus 14-2. I don't care if we're both 0-16. Fuck the Falcons. I'm so happy. Any chance we have, just shit on that poverty franchise and remind them that they're the little brothers that they truly are.
Oh, actually, our career record against the Saints is better.
Shut up.
That's right.
Count rings. Man, we literally have statues outside our stadium of beating your ass. Shut up, Falcons.
Yes.
Exactly. Our leftover Mercedes-Benz title. Get the hell out of here. Trash franchise.
Absolutely. I love to hear that, Craig. So before we really, really get started with the game, well, with this show, we got to send RIP out to Leach family. The Mike Leach passed away, coach of Mississippi State. This guy, he was such an interesting guy to listen to. And I got a little snippet of one of his press conferences I want to play here.
The entire first half, we got hit in the mouth and acted like somebody took our lunch money, and all we wanted to do was have pouty expressions on our face until somebody daubed our little tears off and made us feel better. And then, then we'd go out there and try harder once our mommies told us we were okay.
Craig, I know you would love this. He's talking your language.
Look, if we don't even acknowledge the crazy personalities, I mean, he calls himself a pirate. I mean, that's fun. Yeah. Even without that, he was a visionary. I mean, a lot of the air raid offense stuff that he kind of innovated, it's taken over the NFL. It's a huge part of the game now. And it's impossible to overstate how impactful his offensive philosophy has been on the game of football. It's a huge loss, and he's a big deal, man. A lot of people may not know how important he really has been.
Yeah, but
he's a big deal.
And I can just tell you, just from being a podcaster, there are many different podcasts out there with different clips of Mike Leach. The guy was so entertaining and willing to talk to just about anybody if you had time.
It was at his last game. He was folding up chairs on the sideline because his receivers were dropping passes. They didn't get to sit down.
Yeah. Love it. I love it, man.
The biggest, obviously the tragedy of him, going so young in the first place, and his next game would have been in a stadium with a literal pirate ship. That's such a bummer. We didn't get to see it. The pirate could have had real cannons going off. Ah.
Yep. Yep.
It's up to you, Mike Leach.
Yep. RIP Mike Leach. Absolutely. All right, so we're going to preview the show. First down, we're going to talk about beer like normal. And second, we're going to get into some Saints news. Third down, we're going to get to our pick'em. And fourth down, we're going to preview the game versus those dirty birds. The referees, get out there, spot the ball. Let's get this thing started.
First down, Saints.
All right, Craig, what you drinking, bro?
Oh, man, I am so holly and jolly. Anyone who knows me, man, I go ham on the holidays, brother.
Yeah.
So I'm already on the Christmas beers. Let's see, this is the Shiner Holiday Cheer. It is ale brewed with peaches and pecans. 5.4%.
Peaches
and pecans. You heard me.
Oh,
I'm doing a show with Dale. I got to have a little bit of fruit in my beer, but it's good. It's got kind of that Christmassy, pecan pie almost, kind of thing to it. It's a little bit dark for me. It's more of a porter, I think. Okay. It says ale, but you know, it's like a brown ale, kind of like Newcastle.
Right.
But you know, it's good. It's solid for what it is. Tastes good. Looks good. There's one more thing on this show that's important to us in our beers. And that is what it sounds like.
Sounds like.
I think it sounds pretty good personally.
Okay.
I think it's got that subtle, quiet elegance in its sound. And it's a real tasty beer. I'm having a few too many of them today. I took a day off for vacation. So
hey, it's the beer run. It's all good.
Man, it's the beer run. We're having some drinks. The Saints are a dumpster fire. We're going to talk about it anyway, man. It's
right.
Just drink the Kool-Aid, brother. We still got games left. You know, we're not eliminated from the playoffs yet. We got a path to the division. Man, it's good to be alive, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
So today, in the Christmas spirit, I have got a nice glass of eggnog.
Yes. Yes.
And I added some fireball to it. I love it. Now, listen, I went to a friend's house and they offered me some eggnog and I said yes. And they brought the glass to me and it was cold. And I was like, what's going on with this eggnog? Why is it cold? And then they were like, well, this is how I like my eggnog. Just right out the container and into the glass and that's it. How do you feel about your eggnog? Like, do you expect your eggnog to be warm?
So here's the thing. I don't like warm drinks in general. Like I don't like even coffee, which I hate. I only ever drink cool or cold. I've only ever had cold eggnog. I didn't even know that people drank it warm.
Wow.
I'm not going to claim to be an eggnog connoisseur.
Yeah.
I usually get the stuff that has booze already in it. I want to try making my own this year. A little bit of mixology. Try to make some homemade nog. That'd be fun. I'm strictly cold nog with whiskey.
Okay.
You know what? Spiced rum too.
Yeah.
Let's just have fun with it. You know, let's just do whiskey. Let's do spiced rum. Maybe forget the nog in general. Drink more whiskey. Let's have fun with it. The holidays. Have a good time.
Yeah. You're getting a little bit too much in the Christmas spirit there.
And I have to wrap all my kids' presents. I got to keep hiding all the stuff from my wife. I got to wrap that stuff, man. Christmas is stressful. I had no idea until I had kids how stressful Christmas time was.
You know what? You know what I think you need there to go along with some nice eggnog, Craig?
Is it beers? Oh, don't you roll that ad. Don't you do it. Don't you roll that ad.
The Beer Run Podcast is sponsored by Purple Valley Marijuana. We got that good.
Yes. Yay. That's right. So That's right.
Walk right into it. And for my check in the mail, Purple Valley.
Hey, we're sending a big shout out to our new partners over at Sports Talk with Friends. We're going to be teaming up with them to bring you some different personalities and points of view. This season is going to be a lot of fun. So go over to their Facebook group, check them out, Sports Talk with Friends.
Second down.
All right, man, let's get into some Saints news. One of the biggest things that came out this week was the NFL decided to fine the Saints. They fined Dennis Allen. They fined Cam Jordan certain amounts for faking injuries. Now, Cam has MRI that shows he has a mid-foot sprain. However, the NFL still fined these guys. They're all going to appeal, and I'm hoping like this just totally blasts Roger Goodell's face off. Because they're always trying to make an example out of the Saints, always. What's up with that, Craig?
I still, the COVID year where we got picks taken away,
right,
doing shit that other teams were doing at the same time and weren't punished. Teams that had way worse violations breaking all the rules. Nothing happened to them, but they come down on us. I don't understand it. I truly don't understand the hard on that Goodell has for us, where it's the referees are out to get us, and the league rules are just they signaled to him and he went down. Yeah, he was injured and they told him to take a knee. That's not. And it was fourth down already, and they ended up like, what are you? If anything, we wanted him to go for it on that down. Like, it makes no sense. Like,
it was no benefit to fake an injury there. None.
Absolute nonsense. We wanted the clock to run in that situation. Why would we intentionally stop the clock? It is so stupid. It's just, it's just Roger Goodell in a jerk to be a jerk.
Yeah.
I hate him.
I honestly see them faking injuries in college, but that's to stop the hurry up offense kind of thing. That makes sense. This made no sense. Like,
of course not, because Goodell doesn't need to make sense. He is a tyrant. He is a dictator. And we have no recourse for that. Who elected Roger Goodell?
Right.
Just side. He needs to be taken down a peg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold the guillotines.
Absolutely.
We're Cajuns down here, man. We're of French descent. Those French, we know how to cut people's heads off.
That's a warning shot right there. There you go.
Figuratively, FBI, figuratively.
The Saints claimed Eno Benjamin off of waivers. Now, he used to play for Arizona Cardinals. And if you remember that game, we played versus the Cardinals. This guy had 92 yards on the ground and a touchdown.
It's the only home game that the Cardinals have won in like 2 years. It's truly embarrassing that we lost that game. Like, truly painfully embarrassing.
But this was a guy that went off against us and we picked him up. So hats off to Mickey Loomis for doing that.
Yeah, I like him as a player. It's weird that he's been cut twice this year.
Yeah.
There's some, you know, I'm not sure if there's fire, but there's some smoke. Like something's going on with that.
Right. Because he's so young.
You don't get cut by accident twice in the same season. Twice. You know?
Yeah, he's so young. I don't understand it. So maybe there is something else to be learned there.
We'll see. I'm not worried if he's some kind of locker room cancer. I'm not worried about that. We have no locker room. Dennis Allen has destroyed that already. So there's nothing to lose. You know, just get players in the building, whatever. Fuck it.
And I did like him coming out of college too. So I love the fact it's a young running back that we picked up. So hopefully it's one of the,
there's, I mean, we needed a running back. Ingram is both terrible and injured. So we needed somebody. He has a similar skill set to Kamara, which is nice. Even though we don't use Kamara's skill set properly. So it doesn't really matter. He's the same skill set. To run him into the ground like he's Deuce McAllister and he's actually a more of a Darren Sproles. It's not important.
You know, let's just have fun with it. Let's just get some good players out there. We'll, you know, let's just win Super Bowl. It's fine. Let's have a good time with it.
Yeah.
Drink some beers and drink more beer when we lose. It's fine.
Yeah, that's it. Jeff Duncan.
Oh my God, this guy.
Sean Payton may be coming back to the Saints. And so he's not ruling the Saints out as a potential landing spot for his next coaching gig.
Okay, listen here real quick. Everyone listening to this podcast, do not fall for this. This is clickbait bullshit. The entire thing is, I talked to some people who are close to him, and I asked them what they think, and he thought that maybe most likely is the Saints. It's fake news to the umpth degree. It's a nothing burger. There's nothing to this. He wrote nonsense because all of us were going to gobble it up and click it and share it and talk about it. We're making this loser famous for lying. Sean Payton will not coach the Saints.
Yeah.
Do not get excited.
Yeah.
Drew Brees ain't coming with him to be OC. None of this is happening. Please stop asking about Sean Payton. He's not coming back. He wanted to leave before. He wanted to leave when we were a good team.
Yeah.
Now Dennis Allen's burned us to the ground. We're not a good team anymore. Why would he possibly want to be with us?
Right.
Bill Benson gave him 10% of the team. He still ain't coming.
Yeah. Now I heard Gail Benson offered him the option of taking a year off. She offered him more money. Like she tried everything she could to keep him. He wanted to go.
Plus, you can say this is the year off, and it's nothing, guys. He's not coming.
But then, how bad do you really want a guy back who's tried to exit so many times? He's really tried hard.
But you know, you want to get back. You want to get your girlfriend back, even though she's been cheating on you and left you for another man. And you're just like, well, maybe she'll come home. You sound desperate. Mm-hmm. You sound terrible. Mm-hmm. I love you. I hate Saints fans. Right? We created this civil war among Saints fans. Just because Jeff Duncan wanted some attention. Shame on you. Shame on you, Jeff Duncan. The name of this episode. Beer Run episode. Shame on you, Jeff Duncan.
We are desperate though. So
well, I get it. 2 a.m. at the bar, desperate, and we're acting like we're, you know, following our ex-fiance to on our honeymoon, desperate.
Yeah. Sometimes, man, them black lights, man, they be looking so good in black lights, I swear, Craig.
Black lights, a hell of a makeup.
Now, do you agree with Andy Dalton being the starter after the bye week here? Because I'm hearing rumors that Jameis is ready.
So I think I've made my opinion pretty clear at this point on this, this show. Even all right, and I have to assume that every episode is someone's first episode. I hate Andy Dalton. Not because he's a terrible quarterback, because there's no potential better. He played very well last week. And it didn't matter because him doing his very well things is not good enough. Oh, well, you can say, well, he did enough to win. He hit a guy the face that dropped that he put that pass out for Landry. He should have caught, you know, touchdown pass was underthrown. So you can cancel at least one of those drops out. You know, he got away with one and he had one drop. So we've seen the best he can do. Second half against the Cardinals is the best he'll ever be. Not good enough. He didn't win that game. So you can't tell me, oh, well, you know, you can't blame it all on him. I'm not blaming it all on him. We are bad at a lot of positions right now. D-tackle is a travesty. Our line depth is terrible. Our linebackers are banged up, although playing well. Our corners can't stay on the field. Our receivers are dropping passes. I'm not saying it's Andy Dalton's fault that we're a bad team. I'm saying that Andy Dalton will prevent us from ever being a great one. If he's not under contract next year anyway, if you really think you're out of it, you should be playing someone who is under contract next year. We have two quarterbacks that are under contract next year. One of them plays tight end, you know, Taysom Hill. And the other one is Jameis Winston. They're both under contract. They're on the team next season. Dalton's not. If this season is lost, there is no reason to play Andy Dalton. Truly isn't.
Yep.
We're not officially eliminated. I get that. If we win out, I think if we win out, we get in, period. But if you don't think we're in it, and I think most people who have a functioning brain know that we're out of it, why in the world would you keep running with a guy who will never be more than he is now?
Right.
Next year, he'll be a year older and, oh, by the way, not on the team anymore. So there's no logic to it for me. I don't get it. I hate it. Look, I don't want to be this guy. I think this is thrown around a lot and I hate it when it is. There were ramblings about him being legitimately racist when he was coaching the Raiders, and now all of a sudden he's favoring a white quarterback over a black quarterback who's younger and under contract, and all of a sudden, like, I don't want to be that guy. But Dennis Allen, stop giving people opportunities to say things about you.
I didn't know that, Craig. I could have been talking about this.
I've heard that because I think most times when it comes up, especially in sports, it's nonsense. Then stuff like this keeps happening, and Dennis Allen continues to make it harder to defend him.
Bring back Sean Payton. Let's go.
It will never happen, but I wish it would. But it will never happen, so everyone calm down.
All right, the last bit of news I got is Drew Brees will be coaching for Purdue on an interim basis. He's going to coach against LSU.
I mean, he has no loyalty to LSU. Who cares? Purdue is going to have Drew Brees as an assistant coach and their running back, wide receiver, quarterback. Everybody's out for them. Like, what? Who cares? Purdue's rolling out. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is his warm up for when he takes over the OC job next year, you know,
in Los Angeles, because he lives in San Diego. And if he's going to join a coaching staff, it's not going to be ours. Come back home, Drew. No, dude, he played professionally here. His family, his life, it's all in Louisiana. It's all in California. He doesn't live here anymore. We were a paycheck. We were a job that he punched the clock. He's in San Diego.
He doesn't still have his house in New Orleans?
Sure, he probably has houses in a lot of cities. He's a multimillionaire, but he's not going to have any loyalty to this place.
He's coming back.
No way. Payton, you know, people want to have Sean Payton to come back and Drew Brees be his OC, and neither of those things will happen. As cool as they would be, neither will happen. I promise. will quit this show and give up drinking for a year if that happens.
That's a beer bet right there. Yeah, you heard sure, it, everybody.
Yeah, whatever. Write it down. Don't care. All of that, and I'll get their names tattooed on my butt cheek. All right. It's not happening. It doesn't matter.
Third down for what?
All right. Let's get to our pick 'em, bro.
Oh, sure. That's it. Can we pick with the spread? That's my favorite.
Yes. Yes. Of course, Craig. Of course.
Oh, man. Thank goodness. I was worried.
Really quick, the standings. Rob 22278, still number one.
Ask you that guy.
Followed by Kyle. I am number four, and Craig number 12.
Hey, there's more than 12 people, so you know, suck it. 13 and 14.
Old Dave is over there, number seven. So I don't know. Maybe Kyle has a chance to catch old Rob over here, man. Maybe.
It's Kyle, so probably not.
Okay, we're gonna pick a few games here. Let's look at Cincinnati at Tampa Bay. Cincinnati is a 3.5 point favorite. What you got here?
Not enough points. Cincy should run away with this one. They won't. They should, and I'm gonna pick with what they should do, and not with. Because what will actually happen will be the Bucs will just win. The referees will drag them into the end zone because the corpse of Tom Brady will play in a playoff game this year, despite everything. But yeah, I'm going to pick with logic and not realism. And the Bengals should kill them. Bengals are hitting stride a little bit. They're a much better team than the Bucs are. Joe Burrow's looking good because of course he is. Joe Burrow.
Yep.
The greatest owner of the greatest college football season of all time. Fight me. I said it.
Goat. That's right.
So that 1 year of Reggie Bush at SC was pretty. You know, it's not important. It's not what we're talking about right now. Give me Cincy. Give me Cincy and the points. Is that how you say that?
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. Cincy, well, I'm laying the points.
Is that how you say it? Yes. Uh-huh.
I'll learn this stuff. And when we pick games next year, I'm going to win because I'll understand what any of these stupid phrases mean.
I will take Cincy minus the 3.5 as well. Let's look at Pittsburgh going to Carolina. Carolina is a 2.5 point favorite. I will go ahead and pick Carolina because Pittsburgh, I don't know who's going to be the quarterback.
It sounds like Trubisky is getting the start on that one. Did the rookie get hurt or did he get benched?
Yeah, he got hurt.
Okay.
And Trubisky came in and looked terrible.
Well, he's Trubisky. He does right. That pretty often. Mm-hmm. If it was a rookie getting benched, that would be a real train wreck situation. But I guess it being hurt's another thing. Give me the Panthers. I think they're not as bad as we want them to be. They got some pieces,
bro. Like their interim coach, he understands we're really behind the eight ball at the quarterback situation. So we're gonna run the ball.
That's what they do. Got to play conservatively. Play good defense. How bad does it make the former coach look that this interim guy's in here? Like, you know, let's just win some games with this depleted roster that we traded all our best players off of. Yeah, man.
It's crazy to think you can fire your coach and still win the division.
Fire your coach and trade away your best player and still win the division. That's how bad this division is, first off.
Yeah.
It also speaks to how good the interim guy's doing. They're playing pretty well. Even though games they're losing, the Panthers are playing a lot better. They're not nearly as bad as I want them to be.
Yep.
Give me Panthers on the points.
Yep.
They're going to go for it here on fourth down.
Let's get to the main event, Craig. Atlanta versus New Orleans. The Falcons will be starting a rookie quarterback, Desmond Ridder. He's going to make the start.
About that rookie quarterback thing. The last four times we played a rookie in his first ever game, lost all four of them. We have a current streak. The first ever starts four straight. The first ever. Is it because we don't have film on them? Is it just that we look past them? Whatever it is, that's a horrible stat. I hate that. That upsets me in my soul. My stomach turns. I don't like it.
Yep. From what I could see with Atlanta, they were struggling to pass the ball vertically. Like every time Mariota went back to throw, he overthrew a guy, underthrew him, whatever. And so that's why they made the switch. And then, because, I mean, you know, they really have an opportunity to win the division. And so
everybody does.
You're not just going to bench your starter, you know, just for the hell of it. Just go try this guy out, man. Like, you're really looking for something.
Other teams in the division who could potentially still win the division. Maybe they should have benched their starters by then. But, no, show up for work and Marcus Mariota don't.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep. From what I can also see with Atlanta, they run the ball a lot, and they're splitting carries between Tyler Allgeier, Cordell Patterson.
Hate that Patterson guy. I hate him.
Yes. Yes. Patterson, like, wore us out, you know.
Yeah. Something about his running style, just the one cut, you know, it just kills us. I hate it.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know why it kills us so much, but it just does.
Absolutely, man. So I don't know what we're going to end up seeing as far as the passing game looks. I think they're going to stick with the same kind of game plan. Run the ball, play action, try to hit a deep shot.
Run, and try to hit London on something deep. London's not hurt right now. It's just Pitts. It's
right. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to try to get that rookie-to-rookie connection going, especially off play action.
Yeah. Yeah, the rookie connection, because – yo, this could be something that we see for a long time if it works out. So I'm afraid of that, but listen.
Me too.
Listen, our defense understands. Cam Jordan understands.
Jordan might not this play this week.
Listen, he's going to play.
Because
he's going to play. Yes.
Is Marshawn Lattimore going to play?
Pete
Werner going to play?
Now, Pete Werner, he was limited in practice this week, I believe. Mm-hmm.
So was Lattimore.
Yeah. So we're going to see what these guys actually are going to return. We did designate McCoy and Chase Hansen for return from IR.
Chase Hansen.
Yes. Yes. Chase Hansen.
I forgot that he existed. Completely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so snap,
you get a Caden Ellis around and you're going to forget about people like Chase Hansen, okay?
I miss that the Saints put Mark Ingram on injured reserve.
That's okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great.
There's four games left. It was nicer to put him on injured reserve than to cut his ass on Monday night. That's too harsh. He's done a lot of good things for the Saints. He's done a lot of good things. Our all-time leading rusher, yada, yada, yada. He cost us probably two games this year. It was never very good. I'm very upset we did not address running back earlier in the season, in the offseason. Could have gotten traded for a guy like Hunt. We could have drafted somebody. Oh, relying on Mark Ingram was one of the biggest mistakes of the season.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I love you, Mark. I'm glad you did everything that you did. Get the fuck out.
Now, the Atlanta's offense, they're ranked 28th in the league, and their defense is ranked 30th. So... Saints offense, right. Saints offense, we need to move the ball. We need to score. Andy Dalton, we're expecting big things. Oh, let's get this thing done for real, bro.
We're going to score 15 points.
All right, let's pick this game, Craig. You got Atlanta. Is it at New Orleans? Yes, it is at New Orleans, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to get tickets. Let me rephrase that. I was going to get tickets, and then I decided that I didn't want to watch us lose at home to the Falcons because it would make me suicidal. yeah. I don't think that our defense, as good as it can be, matches up very well with what they do on offense. I think Patterson's going to beat us up a little bit. And that streak of losing to rookies is both maddening and significant because it keeps happening.
Yep. We're a four-point favorite. I forgot about that.
We're a four-point favorite?
Yes, sir.
Do they think on a neutral field we're better?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what they think. That's what Vegas says. Oh,
God. What?
Just, Vegas knows better.
Vegas not watch the same games that I do. I just don't understand sometimes. I swear to God. Over there watching Raiders games and in that Purple Valley a little too much. I don't think we're going to win. I'm going to pick us because this is a Saints podcast, and I will always pick the Saints on the same podcast. Getting McCoy back is good. If we can run the ball, that helps.
Right.
If we can win the game without having to ask Andy Dalton to do goddamn anything, then we're in good shape. But if we need him to throw it 30 plus times, we're going to lose. And I think with our defense, you know, Lattimore might not play. I don't think he's going to. Werner's, if he plays, is going to be on a pitch count. Cam Jordan, if he plays, is going to be on a pitch count. Davenport hasn't been on the team most of the season, apparently. And Turner, if he plays, is going to be limited. PJ Williams is banged up. I don't think that we win. But, Saints by 10.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
It's a Saints podcast. It's inked on my back. I'm drinking out of a Saints pint glass right now. This podcast is goddamn Saints podcast, despite the name only being Beer Run. Yeah, man, I'm always going to pick the Saints. You want objectivity. You want someone to be like, oh, well, I don't think we. No, shut up. Saints fan. Shut up, Dale.
That's right. I'm picking the Saints as well, minus the freaking four. Screw the Falcons. We're going to blow the doors off these suckers. Ooh. Andy Dalton, MVP.
Oh, God.
Alvin Kamara is going to get a touchdown this week. You better start him in fantasy.
Four the whole season? Like, Jesus Christ.
That's right. You better start him in fantasy. It's going to work out this week. It's going to be great. Screw the Falcons.
Who scores more touchdowns this week? Drake London or Alvin Kamara?
Ooh,
the answer is Kamara, because we're going to shut him out 56-0.
That's a good one, Craig.
Man. Without Lattimore, I think he might eat us up a little bit there, rookie. He's a good receiver. We could
win.
I'm in that 22 of I think that they're better than we are. Mm-hmm. But, you know, historically, you know, we win that matchup a lot. We're at home. Doesn't mean as much as it used to, but it should mean something. They got injuries too. You know, they just changed quarterbacks. You know, they got a rookie. He's never started a game. He was overdrafted because of the bad quarterback class last year.
Yep.
Man, I'm talking myself into it. Maybe we do. If we can run the ball and hold time of possession a little bit. Yeah. Saints win. Saints win by 150.
Yeah. Maybe. Just looking at that stat alone, like, we're about even in time of possession. Atlanta's 25th, we're 28th. So it's about a wash there. So
say we're 28th in time of possession.
Yep.
Oh God.
Yep.
We're supposed to be a run the ball team. We have Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara.
Oh, hey, this week, this week the head coach says we're going to get Alvin Kamara more touches.
Shut up, Dennis Allen. Shut up. Shut up, Dennis Allen. How you have been on this? You have been on the same team as Alvin Kamara for years. You have been the head coach of this team for 14 weeks. What is it? 15 weeks now. If you don't know to give your best player the ball and you try to let him make plays like he's used to, shut up, Dennis Allen. Shut up. How can anyone defend you? That is so stupid. A 13-year-old playing Madden knows to get Alvin Kamara the ball. Shut up, Dennis Allen. God, every time he opens his stupid mouth, it's like somebody in a meeting where he has no idea what he's talking about. So just throws a bunch of buzzwords like, oh, well, I just want to promote corporate synergy. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, Dennis Allen.
That's right. That's right, Craig. That's right.
I'm going to finish my damn beer. Shut up, Dennis Allen.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here on the Beer Run.
Before we leave. I want you to remember, we are not eliminated. We went out. We're going to make the playoffs. So let that hope poison your soul. Ah, yes. I wondered what would break first. For this week, you know, you have a choice in podcasts, and we're amazed to keep choosing us. For my co-host, Lil Dice, for Dave's loud-ass down truck and the whole BS and Beer family, the California Cajun, a beer.
Who that?
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bsandbeer@icloud.com. 11, 12, 13. East side soldier, press park 17. Represent the NO, 'cause that's where